This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
All right, welcome back into The Drive as we are rolling in on this this beautiful Friday. Luke is in the building. Clint is out today. Tyler is back from his migraine. And he is ready to go in the saddle again. And, of course, your boy, Cousin Show, is in the building. We're having a good time today. The big news yesterday, Luke and Tyler, you guys weren't here, is Christian Kirk. They made the move. That is the biggest move this offseason thus far. They added Christian Kirk in a trade with Jacksonville. They sent
Duval.
A seventh
round.
Yeah, he got out of there. I wonder if he even met him. But they trade a 2026 seventh round pick there, and they pick up his remaining contract, which is 1 year, $16.5 million. And when this came out, I would say there were people who liked the move, were good with the move, but then there were people that were unenthused, unimpressed. To just didn't like the move. And I'm sure many of you will text in and give your thoughts on it. A portion of it, I felt like they started to not like the move because I was a fan of the move. I feel like that rose in. I don't mean to be.
I don't give a mother duck.
I know you don't, Glenn. But I feel like I've just seen that happen multiple times. But I've had some conversations with people on social about this. And I think I did. I told one guy, I said, I just don't think you're familiar with Christian Kirk's work. Again, as I said yesterday, fellas, and I'll get your thoughts, both of you, because you guys weren't here to give your thoughts on a trade. Christian Kirk is a bona fide, if he stays healthy, a number two receiver. Hell, he was the number one receiver on a playoff team that had the Kansas City Chiefs, who went on to win the Super Bowl, on the ropes. In Jacksonville, out of the slot, 84 catches, over 1,100 yards, 8 touchdowns, right? And he's 28 years old, so he's not 30. He's coming off an injury, but it was a collarbone break, right? And he had other good years before in Arizona. And 2 years ago, he was trending towards a good year, and a lot of people feel like that's why Jacksonville went down, because he had a groin issue, and they lost the division when the Texans won it a couple of years ago. But this dude's a bona fide number two. This, to me, is a great compliment to Nico Collins. And the Texans don't need... Now, hell, if they end up doing it, that's something else. They don't need to bring in a quote-unquote better receiver than this. I would argue, fellas, and some of you may think I'm crazy on this, I would argue there are only two AFC teams right now that definitively have two better 1-2 punches at receiver. That's Cincinnati with Chase and Higgins, and it's the Dolphins with Waddle and Tyreek Hill. Everybody else, I would argue that the Texans with Nico Collins and Christian Kirk have a better 1-2 punch than the rest of the team. If you go thinking about, just go look at it. Like, George Pickens is good. Who's next with him? Go rolling through Buffalo's top two. Like, go rolling through in your mind in the AFC. Even the Chiefs. I mean, I like Rashee Rice and Xavier Worthy, but to Nico and what these two have done, they're not there yet. Ladd McConkey and who, right? Like, I think that Cortland Sutton is good, but who's the next guy there with Denver, right? There's Zay Flowers, but then it's Rashad Bateman, right? Mm-hmm. I think these two have the top two outside of Miami and Cincy, like, receiving comes. So I think people need to pump their brakes a bit. I'm really surprised by some of the kind of negative feel that I've gotten and heard about the move to bring in Christian Kirk. I think this is and I said it yesterday, I think there's a great potential he is better than Diggs right now at their career, with Diggs coming off an ACL, going to be 32 during the season, and he's 28. So I'm surprised to hear some of this, especially you all have watched Christian Kirk just do win the Texans multiple times. All right, so I'll get to you, Luke, first, Tyler, and give your thoughts after. But what's your feelings on the move to get Christian Kirk?
I think it's a little complex. The simplest answer is that I do like the trade. I do like this move. And I agree with pretty much everything you just laid out. I would say it's the third best receiving core in the AFC. I think that partly that's an indictment on the AFC. I think the NFC is a little bit deeper in wide receivers, but nonetheless still third best. And I think he would be better than Diggs if you can guarantee health. So my obvious...
That's a fair thing. And that's a lot of things what people have said, the health thing, yes.
Which is my concern. I like this trade. I think it's a good move. But the fear is, of course, the health concern, because he's getting older now, hasn't been healthy the last 2 years, closing in on 30 years old. If you could guarantee me 17 games next year, or even just 16 games of Kirk next year, yeah, absolutely. I would love it. But otherwise, he's the 14th highest paid wide receiver with some of these injury issues. And if your other solution at the wide receiver position is a rookie, say, in the draft, then that's where I become a little worried of the worst case scenario, where behind Nico, you're relying on a guy who's been banged up the last 2 years, and also a rookie who, you know, those are always a coin flip. So I think high end, it could be great. If he stays healthy, he's great in the slot. He's a number two option, you know, kind of opposite of Nico. So that gives you a good 1-2 punch. But if he does have some of those injury issues, then he's an overpriced wide receiver that you relied a lot on. So it just depends on the investment. It can't be the only move. I don't know if I would even want it to be the biggest move at the position this offseason to put too much onus on Christian Kirk coming in, hoping that he'll be healthy for the first time in 3 years. But in a hypothetical world, if you could guarantee me health for 17 games, absolutely. I think it's a slam dunk move, and I think it's a great wide receiver duo.
Before you jump in here, Tyler, and I'll get to, many people have texted in their thoughts right now. I think you have a bona fide number two, straight up. Christian Kirk is a bona fide number two in the slot, and I think plays well with Nico and what C.J. Stroud does. But I would just say this. Of all of the potential receivers that you were looking at, I think they were going to look at in free agency. I think that point was going to be something with any of them, right? Let's say Cooper Kupp. What has happened to Cooper Kupp since he had that Triple Crown season? Cooper Kupp keeps getting injured. Mm-hmm. They were in on Deebo Samuel. Mm-hmm. What has happened with Deebo? He has gotten hurt, right? Even if you wanted to really shoot high, Davante Adams has had some injury things. I just think a lot of the guys, Tyler Lockett, if that's where you wanted to go, he has had some injury things. So I think that was going to be the case with a lot of these guys that are on the that would have been potential decisions for the Texans. I mean, I guess DK Metcalf's the only one that hadn't had a ton of injuries, but I didn't think they needed to take that swing with that. So to me, I get the injury thing, and it's very, very fair. Stephon Diggs, injury. He's just coming off an ACL, all of them.
Yeah.
But I just think that was just going to be something with a lot of these guys.
It's true. I mean, that's why they're available. But I think for Kirk, the further red flag, well, two things to touch on that you mentioned there. First, the DK Metcalf. I think in part that kind of set up this trade for failure in the eyes of a lot of Texans fans, where 24 hours prior, we get the news about DK Metcalf and the Texans are interested. And as a Texans fan, maybe you start talking yourself into, hey, we could get DK, you could pair him even with Tyler Lockett. I mean, what a wide receiving core that would be. And then the next day you get the news that, oh, actually it's Christian Kirk. That feels like a letdown when you compare that to a DK Metcalf, but I don't think that's a fair comparison or a fair expectation to have as a Texans fan. So I think that's hurting the reaction of this trade, is some people already had their minds excited, like, hey, maybe we'll go get DK. Oh, actually, it's Christian Kirk coming off an injury season. But I'll also say the other concern, and again, I like the trade. I like this move. I'm optimistic. But the other concern would be, how often do you see division teams trade with one another? And so the idea is, like, when you have that guy in the building, you know where the bodies are buried. You know more about them than other teams do. And if the Jaguars are willing to trade him to a division rival just to save $6 million, is that a greater concern of maybe they know a little more of seeing this guy in practice every day, these injuries the last couple of years, expecting him to slow further down, whatever it is, that they're willing to let him walk to a division rival playing against them twice just for $6 million? It's almost like Moneyball, where, you know, David Justice is with the A's and he has a bad attitude, and Billy Beane says, you know what the Yankees think about you? They're paying you to play against, you know, to play against them, to play for somebody else. That's how little they think about you. And that would be my automatic concern anytime a division team or a team trades a player within the same division. Yeah. My concern is, like, do they know something more than even the general public might know?
Yeah, and when it comes to this trade that brought Christian Kirk to the Texans for Caserio and company, I'm with you, Ron. I've been seeing here and there on Twitter and otherwise social media, not a whole lot, but some Texans fans just kind of not very happy with this move. And I could be wrong, but for me, the feeling from those folks that I've seen upset with it, y'all have laid it out in a way, it's almost like disappointment, like you're expecting a bigger name or a better receiver or a name that carries more weight around the league. And I would say to that, guys, like, this thing ain't over. Like, you can very well feel that way, and maybe you're hoping for a name bigger than a Christian Kirk, but Caserio isn't done. Like, free agency is not finished in 2025, so why don't you just wait and see? And then secondly, I mean, I couldn't love this more. I mean, y'all know I'm an Aggie. I watch this guy whenever Sumlin brought him to College Station. From then on, even throughout his NFL career, I've taken a peep in on his game, and I love it. We've talked so much about the slot position for this offense for the Texans, and this could really fill a need if, you know, hopefully he stays healthy.
Yeah, someone texted in, some people, you're spot on, Ron. His numbers before injuries, enough said. Our top two receivers are injury prone. Show is crazy with a K on this one. So you're saying he's comparable to Higgins and Waddle? Again, listening ears, guys, I said there are only two teams in the AFC that I believe have better 1-2 punches. And I said those two. Right? Like, those two are better.
I figured you were playing the race card.
Figured it was. Yeah. And someone said, can you say a bona fide number two with only two good years? I think he's had more productive years than two, and I think one of them was cut short with injury, which is a valid concern. Like, I just, like, when you think of number two receivers, like, T. Higgins can't be the one that you're coming up with. T. Higgins is a number one receiver that is on a team that already that has Jamar Chase. That's slightly, like, he would go to most teams and be a number two receiver. Right? Like if you look around the league and start thinking about other number twos, yes, he is bona fide. Go look at, like, Devontae Smith. Like, it's comparable. Like, and he's in the same range and ballpark. He's like a number two receiver. He is better than a lot of others, right? So, yes, I think he is a bona fide number two receiver. Again, if he stays healthy. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, you go look at Cooper Kupp, who became their number two receiver when Puka came and took over. His numbers have been better than Cooper's across the board. Somebody texted in Elijah Moore to me yesterday. Elijah Moore? Elijah Moore hasn't even come close to some of the years that he is. I think Elijah Moore's most yards in a year is like in the 600s, right? So I think what you two both said is something that I'm seeing it come through, and that is you had your mouth watered for something more. And my question is what, why did you think this team needed something more? Like, this team doesn't need DK Metcalf. It doesn't need Davante Adams. Like, listen, I will admit, hey guys, I needed to see more with Nico Collins. Nico Collins, the last 2 years, has played like a top five receiver in football. And it does not appear that thing is slowing down. You have the dude over there. Now you need to find your Davante Adams. You know, you thought you had it with Tank. We saw that coming. Tank's injured. Now you have to find your next guy. That'd be T. Higgins. Now, if you draft another one, which I think should be on the cards at 25, if you draft another one that turns out to be Brian Thomas, Ocho, hell, now you really got something cooking. If you draft another one that turns out to be Xavier Worthy, now you got something cooking. But, like, this team has a great one. Mm-hmm. You need somebody to complement that. And you have what you believe to be a future elite quarterback that you think will even lift other guys up. So I think we need to calm down and understand this team doesn't need DK Metcalf.
No, they don't need him, right? You would love to have him, obviously, but you don't need him. You want him. I think it's a good perspective you provide that when you look through the NFL, there's not a ton of teams that do have that great 1-2 punch of like two Pro Bowl wide receivers.
Yes.
We have this misconception that that's the case throughout the league, but there really are, that's the exception more than it is the rule.
I know when you hear me say there's only two teams in the AFC that have better 1-2 punches in the league. Hold on, that can't be it. And you start think like, no, go run through the AFC.
Right.
Even the really good teams.
And if you include the NFC, it's probably a third of the league. Yeah. Right? It's probably 10 teams,
probably
not even
Philly,
a third of the league.
Off the top of my head, Philly,
yeah,
right?
But Philly, like, Minnesota, not the Rams anymore. You lost Cup. You know, but anyways, that's a whole other exercise. So, yeah, I mean, we've seen the Chiefs in recent years that don't have the top-tier wide receiving core. Even the Bills this past year had a great year without that. So, it's...
They didn't. The Bills didn't. The Bills may not had a two on their team. Well, maybe the kid they just re-signed. They just gave an extension to Shakir. I think he's in the range of what Christian Kirk is, a slot guy in the middle that is going to be really productive and would be really good off of a two.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, off of a one, a bona fide one. And I think that's what he will be. I honest to God, I think if he's healthy, this is a guy that pushes 1,000 yards. The guy that pushes 1,000 yards and he in his past has found a way to get into the end zone, even in his frame. So I want to hear from people. All right, we don't do this a lot. Let's open up the phone line, 713-572-4610. It seems like some people don't have excitement for this move. I want to hear where you are on the Christian Kirk move. This is the biggest move we've had thus far. We should hear from the people. 713-572-4610. Tyler will get you ready for this. I want to hear your thoughts on Christian Kirk. That's coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
All right, let's hear from the people here. 713-572-4610. There's a couple of lines to grab. I want to hear from you on this Christian Kirk move. It's just been really interesting to hear and see where people are. There's no wrong answers here at all. Everybody's got their opinion.
Well,
they deserve them. Like, there's sometimes they're a bad opinion or just wrong, but this is not one. Text in, coming in. I'm good with Kirk. We only paid a seventh rounder. No brainer. You did pay 16 and a half, which is also, but you've got it. Is Christian Kirk better than Diggs? I think next year there is a real, it's been trending that way. I'll just say that. Mm-hmm. I'll just say that. Kirk's best is behind him. Don't dislike the addition, but the team isn't in a position to throw that kind of money at him. Yes. Kind of over. Just like they were in that position to throw $22 million last year to Diggs, right? They're kind of at this stage where they're not paying a quarterback, and you're seeing them reshuffle some of the salary cap money to give them some space. But listen, there's some things, and the injury thing is one that I definitely think is a big one to go with. But to me, the Texans are in a place, especially comparative to the rest of the league, where they should have some leeway. This is when you do it, when you have a quarterback you're not paying.
For sure. But I do get that concern where they're making moves to move money around to create more cap space, and then you devote, you know, $16.5 million to a top 15 wide receiver who, again, is just coming off these two injury-riddled seasons and heading to, what, year 29. So that's just a concern. Again, it just comes back to health. If you could wave a magic wand and say he's going to be healthy next year, I think it's a good investment and a good trade. But if he only plays half the year, then it's like, oh, shoot, we're paying, you know, the 14th highest salary to this guy, and, you know, he's only playing half the year, and we kind of put a lot of eggs in this basket. So I think that's just what it comes down to.
Yeah, it would suck if what happened to Diggs last year happened again. Yeah. But still, I don't think that was a bad move. I mean, it's a second round, second, a fifth, and a sixth. This one is just a seven.
It's true.
All right, Tony, jump in here, man. What's your thoughts? Welcome to the show. What's your thoughts? Troy, did I say Tony? Troy. Sometimes I can't.
That's all right, Troy, man. It's all right.
Go ahead, Troy. Right. What's your thoughts on the Kirk trade?
I think it's a good move. Christian Kirk is a big, solid wide receiver at the slot. He's 5'11", he's 200 pounds, and he's good in the red zone. Always has been. The knock on Tank Dell is that he plays the slot, but he's a real small slot receiver. And 2 years in a row, he hasn't finished the season. So injuries happen. Look, our number one wide receiver, that's the knock on him. He can't stay healthy, right?
Very true.
Nico Collins, as good as he is, he missed games. So I think it's a solid move. I know it's a lot to pay for a wide receiver, but you're going to have to pay for wide receivers, and he's a good one. So I don't think it should be the only move the Texans make. I agree they should draft a wide receiver and see what else is out there, because – Mitchie and Hutchinson, they had their chance to show that they could do it. They had plenty of chances all this season, and they didn't show up. So I think they still try to need to add another wide receiver. It probably means that Diggs is not going to sign back with the Texans, though, pretty much. So I'm down with it. I think it's a good move for the Texans. It's a good wide receiver.
All right, appreciate the call, Troy. No, Diggs is not going to sign back here. And I am absolutely fine with that. Like, even before the Christian Kirk thing. Like, if they brought in Diggs, like, you know, cool, we'll see. But
Diggs was open.
Like, Diggs is a clear candidate of maybe this is the time to move past him at 31 years. Now, somebody's going to bring him in, but 31 will be 32 during the season coming off an ACL. And clearly, if you, like, it's where from October 15th, in his last season in Buffalo, I think he's got one 100-yard game in that time frame. And his, like, everything has just dropped. Like, even last year, me and Clint talked about that. Like, he wasn't creating the separation that we used to remember from him at Buffalo.
Right. Yeah, he hasn't been the same receiver for a few years. And like you said, forget even the injury. I mean, just once you hit your 30s, even for Cooper Kupp, he fell off once he reached 30. There's not a lot of high-end receivers in the league in their 30s, and especially once they get beyond 32. So it was worth it last year. The injury was a shame. But yeah, at this point now, you know, you cut your loss, you move forward, and you hope Christian Kirk can be that healthy replacement this year.
Wen-G, what's your thoughts on the Christian Kirk move?
Yes, sir. Thank you. By the way, where's Mr. Carson? Discuss the Clint. Anyway, I think this is a really underrated move. And some players, I think, play better when there's less pressure and also a new environment. And I think we are forgetting when we have Dalton Schultz back and he plays like the way he's supposed to play, Brevin Jordan back. I think this move is going to pay up at the end of the day. But also, as a Texan fan, I'm spoiled. I expect us to make, you know, big waves every year. So, Texas fans, I think we just need to be patient and let Mr. Chef Casario keep on cooking. Thank you.
Appreciate the call. And I think that is a point of it. Like, guys, there's just not a lot of spots to make big waves on this team, right? You don't, like, if you think about the important positions to make, do you need to make a big wave at quarterback? No. Do you need to make a big wave at defensive end? No, you got a pair of them. Do you need to make a big wave at corner? No, you have Derek Stingley, a first-team All-Pro. Do you need to make a big play at wide receiver? No, you got Nico Collins. Hell, you don't have to or need, I would say to them, I would be out of the business of it, but you don't need to make a big play for a left tackle. Like, you don't need to. I mean, defensive tackle is maybe the spot where you could say a premium spot that you don't have. They're not going to over the next couple of years. All those guys are young, except for maybe Hunter. Like, all of those guys at Tunsil are young. They're going to be here. Reggie, finish us off. Go ahead, Reggie. What's your thoughts on the trade?
Man, what's the damn deal? So I think it was a good trade, man. People got to understand, you can't always get the biggest of names. You got to have a middle class at some point, and that middle class can carry you through those deep, you know what I'm saying, deep runs and playoff runs. That's what we're hoping to get to and have an extra vet receiver in that position versus a Mitchie still trying to figure it out and a Hutch still trying to figure it out. We can get a proven guy in the middle, you know, that offense who can still, you know, play and get you some yards and get you some plays. It's a great trade. That's how I looked at it.
Appreciate the call, Reggie. By the way, I meant to say this to Wingy. Hey, man, you just cross your fingers on that Dalton Schultz thing, though. That's not something Dalton Schultz and Brevin Jordan. That's not something I would, like, there's a hope. You better cross your fingers. But that's why I think you get a Christian Kirk if he can stay healthy in the middle of the field. You have that element back,
and you hope that your new offensive coordinator, who comes from that tight end background, maybe can, you know, squeeze more out of that tube, get more out of that position this year. But yeah, for sure, you know, I don't know how much can be expected.
Yeah. All right. Coming up, the Texans have made some restructures, but there have been a couple of guys that have been left out of that. What does that mean? Is there something that we should read between the lines on that? We'll discuss that.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up next.
Live from the Mokerum Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Luke Morrow is in the building. Clint Sterner is out. He'll be back Monday. You hear Tyler Beck from his migraine situation. If you're watching us on YouTube and Twitch, we appreciate you. You see, Luke is... Luke's not even wearing the referee uniform. It's even further. He's wearing the warm up. That is
right. Got to get loose first.
That's deep there. The warm up. Like,
that's awesome.
I just gotta know. Like, where it was when you were like, damn it, I gotta have this. Like, were you at a thrift store? Were you online late? Like, where was it where you said, good God, the Lukester has to have this one? Probably didn't say that to yourself. But where was this purchase at?
It's a good question. I don't know. I think it was the NBA store.
to the NBA
actually,
store.
I don't know. What does it say? Limited edition? I don't know. I don't know where this came from. Honestly, I think it was a gift many years ago. I've had it for a long time. So I didn't purchase this myself, but I do like it.
Like, somebody bought you this as a gift.
Yeah.
Maybe they were just saying, oh, he's an NBA fan, we'll buy that.
Right.
Or like, oh, this guy loves the referees. I'm telling you, man.
I do appreciate a good referee. Don't get me wrong.
He loves the Tim Donahue's right here. Let me give him the warm-up.
That's right.
There it is. Clint would be very disappointed about this, but I'm going to send this out. I had a friend of mine take this picture of me and change the whole look of me. And I'm looking at it, man, and I'm kind of, you know, we went through the blonde thing, and thank God we've made it past that. Didn't think.
No more blonde tips.
Kind of like when Michael Jackson and Lisa Marie, when he said, you all didn't think this would ever work. I didn't think it would either, but...
The showman.
We were able to make it through.
Before you finish, by the way, too, I put out a different version of this look for you on the Sports Radio 610 Twitter if people want to go check
that
out.
Oh, did you do that? I'm thinking about shaving the head off tomorrow. I got an appointment at the barbershop tomorrow. I'm thinking about going hard. Had Luke shook his head twice. I'm thinking,
oh, no, so.
Like I put down a 2 and he wanted the 1. He took me off twice. I'm thinking about going just straight bald with the beard. I'm thinking about it. Just, you know, in the summer I like to kind of cut it down. We're getting towards that, but I'm thinking about just shutting it down when my man,
all of it.
My man Pete Sweeney, we had him on a couple months ago. He took a picture of it, and I'm like, man,
is that
this
my
ain't
boy
bad
wrong?
with the glasses, with the glasses and the beard. I'm thinking about going, because sometimes you think, boy, is he gonna have a milk dud head? I do. My major concern is the remnants of what Harold left. And
that's partially where I'm going with my response to you. I think you're crazy as hell to be considering this, and
why?
You're tempting
hair.
you're tempting the hair gods or whatever.
I'm going to tweet it out.
Or whatever took place whenever the whole Harold thing happened. Because as you remember, you had a little bit of a possible, you know, thinning or a bald spot back near Harold.
I was in a bad place.
Okay, so after you killed Harold, and if people out there don't know, Harold was the name we gave this giant cyst on Ron's head back in the day. After you killed Harold, had him gone, all of a sudden your hair was growing and has been growing beautifully. You got a beautiful dome full of hair. I don't think you should be tempting
that
blessing you got and shaving it off. That's just me, though.
No, I hear you. I'm not afraid of it. It's just hair. I've got pretty solid growth. Someone just did. He can grow it back in 2 weeks, so why not?
That's a good point.
I think what Tyler is saying, though, is why take a chance on that hairline that you have already had struggles with?
Absolutely. It's like George Costanza in Seinfeld said, someone who has hair that shaves their head, it's like using a wheelchair just for the fun of it. Like, why give up the hair? You got great hair. Why shave it off?
That's a great line. I don't know. I saw the look and I was like, hey, that ain't bad. I mean, I did a little bald look when I was in high school playing a little football, shaded off, just went with the chin strap a little bit. I'm thinking about banging this thing out.
I've never shaved mine. I've gone buzz cut several times when I was younger, and when my dad had cancer a few years ago, I buzzed it. But other than that, I've never gone like skin, like down to where you just, I mean, it's just your skin.
I'm talking about cut it down, shave it down, shaving cream on the head, take a legit razor, shave that thing back, and then line that beard in real good.
It's not a bad look. It'd be a good look. I just wouldn't take the risk. We had my brother's best friend shaved his head.
I just don't believe that you think it's that good of a look. As you ran past that's a good look. I was going to take the chance.
No, it is. I think you can pull it off. But my brother's best friend shaved his head like senior year of high school for a spring break trip to Florida. His hair never grew back.
It never did?
Okay, no. You can't do it. That is all I needed. You cannot do this.
Text line, the real question is, what does the wifey think of you going bald? I have not shared that with her. I have not taken that into consideration. Last time I shaved off my beard, she was not happy and refused to kiss me. So that could be shaky. Come on, Ron. Sean Pendergast is rolling over in his grave. I don't know.
Sean doesn't have a grave.
I'm in his living grave. Kick rocks.
Come on, Sean.
Save some money on some shampoo. Yeah. Somebody said, go for the Kurt Menefee look. I'm not going for the Kurt Menefee look. I don't know, man. I'm thinking about doing it. Thinking about banging it out. I think my barber might try to talk me out of it. Feels like that's what B might try to do. Like, nah, man, I don't know about it.
Yeah, because then he's losing work for a while. He's got no hair to cut.
I'd probably still go in there and get the beard lined up, but not as often. I probably, well, you ain't lying. Now we're talking. That's saving of the money. now we're talking, but I still got to take them two boys in there every 2 weeks anyway. So I don't know. I'm thinking about it. It is, man. It is a saver. It is about $50 I do save. I will say that.
On the haircut.
In the full haircut. Although I bet you a shave and a beard, he'll try to find a way to get himself up to $50.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, as we announced earlier, Aziz Alshire got his contract restructured. They saved over $6 million on that. Earlier in the week, Nico Collins got his contract restructured, and they saved almost $10 million on that. And there are some other moves they can do that we've watched all around the NFL. The Cowboys, I swear, they've done restructures on CeeDee Lamb and Dak Prescott, and they've saved themselves about $60 million or so under the cap. And we've watched a lot of teams have started to do this to restructure and get themselves further and further down under the cap. What does it mean, if anything, and maybe I'm just overthinking it, is there something behind the fact that the two areas that they could go to restructure and get down the most under the cap up to this point they haven't done yet. Titus and Laramie Tunzel are the two big numbers. Now, Hunter is just really essentially on a one-year deal right now. They could go to him and just get a new extension and then restructure and lower his number and lower the cap that way if they so choose. But you would think right now, well, those two guys, we can really drop the cap number by, you know, more than 10. More, like, we could save 20 if we restructure something like that. Does it say anything to you, Luke, that they haven't up to this point gone to Titus or Laramie Tunzel to restructure?
Yeah, if I were to hypothesize, I guess it's just the idea that they'd rather just bite the bullet and not commit to them any longer. You know, for Laramie, you can get out of that deal after this upcoming season. So right now, you could say, all right, 1 year at this cap hit, then we move on, or we extend and we push the money down the road, but now we're committed to him for a few more years. Don't want to do that. So that one I get. Titus is 2 years, so that's almost kind of like, you know, pick your poison. Because if you were to restructure, I don't know how much more you'd add on to that contract, how big of a difference it would be. So that one's a little more interesting to me because you have him for at least 2 more years, theoretically, where the Laramie one makes more sense. Where it's like, do we extend them or we just suck it up for 1 more year, move on after this season? But yeah, I think it's the idea of not wanting to commit longer term or keep them around longer than you have to, even if it saves you money in the here and now, it's still not worth the trade-off
if you don't
having them around. Yeah,
if you don't want it long. It's that, or are they potentially working on something?
True. Or they've tried and the players have said not interested. Yeah, and we don't hear that part.
That part, and you get to the case, do you say, are they working on something? Because you just, in the back of my mind the whole way, it's like, boy, you lost a second round pick last year when you traded for Stephon Diggs.
Mm-hmm.
That's a tough one. You've lost him. He played, what, 7-8 games, and now that's all. It's a second round pick for 7 or 8 games. That's a tough loss. What you then did was you used a second round pick on a tackle. Usually second round picks are guys that you, by year two, year three, want to be starting.
Mm-hmm.
He started at the end of the year and into the playoffs. It is hard for me to not think that they want that guy to start. That they want him to play. That the plan would be for him to go another couple years, or another year at least, on the bench as a swing backup tackle. And then also, boy, I wonder how much they feel about paying a guard that's really a right tackle $18 million. If the thought is, well, the way we'll get Blake on the field is what we did at the end of the year, and that's switch Titus over to left guard. That's something to watch. Could be absolutely nothing. Could be Ryan just fishing or overthinking things. And that's happened before. That's been fair. But I do find it, they've been working with these guys and not the top two guys where you could really, really restructure money.
Yeah, I mean, you know, give it time. We'll see if something comes out. We talked before coming on the air, but yeah, for Titus, it'd be top six, top five highest paid guard, to your point about paying that much money for that position. But yeah, we'll see. And there's other guys too. Like you mentioned Daniil Hunter. I am curious with him if they extend him, and that's a way of, you know, restructuring, pushing some money down the road. Even we've been talking about Christian Kirk. Do you commit to him beyond this year?
Do you do
and that,
that
could
yeah.
push some money down the road too, instead of the $16.5 million. You know, this season. So,
and you're right. With Daniil Hunter, there's nothing about him where you just say, oh, man, we're good after this year.
Yeah, right. You wouldn't think.
Like what he did year one.
Yeah, unless they're just concerned that, you know, as he gets into his 30s, you don't want to commit long term to somebody like that. I don't know. So those are all the players. Obviously, the offensive linemen are the obvious ones, but I'm also curious to see if they do commit beyond this season to Daniil Hunter, to even a Christian Kirk before the season starts, and then that's another way that they can try to push some money down the road.
All right, coming up, Dirty's Daily, as we try to fill it in and take care of it for Clint as he's out. We'll do that coming up next.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's Almased.com.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.